This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Welcome to Noise Box. I'm gonna try something new. I know that eventually you guys are gonna get sick of hearing about my workflow issues. But it occurred to me, Auphonic has a website. So what I could try to do is record on my phone, which I'm trying now, and then upload it to the website and not use the actual Android app. We'll see. Right now it's lunchtime and I'm outside getting a little bit of air. What is that? Not so much air. I don't really care about the air as much as the sunshine, because apparently I have a vitamin D deficiency, and the best way to get vitamin D apparently is sunlight. So I'm out here for a few minutes and I just decided to talk, you know, see if this will work. It's weird. I live in Detroit, and I thought that this was like all over the place, but in Detroit especially, a large part of our city, or I should say our whole metropolitan area, shuts down because it's a baseball opening day for the Tigers. And as far as I can remember, as long as I've been working, there's always been like a, let's just go like a position on an org chart. There's always been like a certain cutoff line with the org chart where everybody above it usually takes this day off for opening day, whether they are going to the game or they're just going to a sports bar to watch the game. That's what they do. In fact, in about probably while I'm posting this, I will be watching the game because I work from home. So every day's a sports bar at my house if I chose. And apparently, it's not something that happens everywhere, you know. And I really find that amazing. Because I think that if you're a baseball fan, even if you're not a baseball fan, if you just, you know, like informal holidays, I would think that you would try to take the day off. And not even take the day off, just the afternoon. You go in the morning, you have your meetings, yep, I'm leaving. And this afternoon you spend drinking and watching baseball. You know? So that's what's going on. And I had a really, really good weekend. My son had to do a project for the planets and the solar system and all that kind of stuff. And part of it is his fault. Part of it's just our fault. We didn't really get going. It's due today, Monday. We didn't really start it until Friday. And we just started the planning phases on Friday. But originally he was going to do it construction paper cutouts. But you know, somewhere along the line, I think some kids started turning their stuff in early, and he saw what they were doing, and he immediately thought, "Well, my idea looks like shit." So he decided to go a whole different route. He decided to, instead of using like construction paper cutouts, that he would make it you know, a 3D version instead of 2D. We got what's this stuff called? Clay, modeling clay, molding clay. You know, the stuff that doesn't harden when it gets dry. Okay, because that would be a pain in the ass. And he already had how big in diameter the planets were, and he decided to do, I think, was it every 10,000 would be a centimeter, you know, the diameter of planets, and it turned out really good, you know. We didn't have to do, we had to do a sun and the apparently now 8 planets. I keep forgetting that Pluto has been kicked to the curb. We only had to do there to keep their diameter in proportion. We did not have to do the distances from the sun, because that really would have been big. As it was, it was huge. Now there was some that were like really easy. Of course, was it Mercury? Mercury and Venus and Mars are probably the easiest because they were just one color, right? Earth had two colors that we had to do. It was blue and green. And he was kind of hesitant, like, how are we going to do this? So I showed him. I said, look, you make it green. No, you make it blue. You make a blue ball, and then you put pieces of green on there, right? Just not all in one lump, but just over here, over here, over here. And when he got done, he's like, yeah, it looks like Pangaea. I was like, that's my boy, you know? The hardest were, the three hardest things to do were Jupiter. Saturn was a little harder because this is what we did. We got all of the newspaper that I could find around, and we just bunched it up into a ball, and we made the ball big, you know, because we only had to do like 14.8 centimeters, which is a lot in clay. I'm just going to put it there, but we didn't want to use all the clay, so we put the we balled up newspaper, and then I covered it in aluminum foil to help keep it together, and then we put like clay around that, and then we put the color that we were going to have for Jupiter, which was sort of like a beige with like red streaks, right? And of course one great big eye. So we put that all together, and that was easier. But we didn't have any newspaper. We had no more newspaper for Saturn. So Patty had to go out and buy more clay. And then we just sat there and we put together 12 centimeters of clay. And then after a while, I just got clayed out. And his cousin came over, and she helped him put together, because she's like a grade ahead of him. He's in fifth, she's in sixth, they go to the same school. So she probably had to do this already, or if she didn't have to do it, why not help? This is her cousin, you know? And plus, she came over, he's 10, so she's 11. And her mother came over, Patty's sister. So they just had dinner with us. We had a brisket and greens and corn on the cob. It was a good weekend, you know. But when she came over, she helped him create the rings for Saturn as well as the sun. You know, because by that time the arthritis in my hands were just killing me. You know, because when you like sitting there pushing on clay, even if it was like easy to manipulate clay, it's still just like, you know, it just stopped me in my tracks. But while we were doing it, for most of the day it was just me and him, you know. All day Saturday most of the day on Sunday, it was just me and him, and we were working on clay, and we were just talking and joking and basically having a good time, you know. Then they took over, and today, well, last night they put everything on these, like support, like almost like memory foam, put it together, and Patty helped him get it into the school, and hopefully he'll get a good grade. Hopefully, because he worked hard on it. He really did. He didn't think that he did a whole lot because I was the one who actually put together a lot of the clay pieces. But he was the one who basically, they were my hands, but they were, it was his mind telling me exactly what to do. You know, it was the same thing when his cousin came over. He had an idea of how he wanted to do it, and she helped him do it. You know, it was personally, I was saying just use construction paper for the rings, but he wanted clay, and they did the clay. So I'm pretty proud of him. Anyway, I need to go back in and get back to work. Let the dogs in. I think I've gotten enough sun. I've done a lot of pacing. So if you're hearing this, you know everything went right. And if you're not, then it doesn't really matter now, does it? Anyway, take it easy.